إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله in his kitab in سورة البقرة الله سبحانه وتعالى said ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. My brothers and sisters, it's not my intention to do the tafsir of this ayah. I am merely mentioning this because one of the things we mentioned earlier was the ayat from Surah Ar-Rum and elsewhere where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about calamities and difficulties and trials and tribulations which come as a result of our actions, as a means of reminding ourselves of the actual punishment for these things, and to give us a taste of that punishment. لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they will have a taste of the punishment that is to come, so that they can avoid this punishment by turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at our world today, we look at all the natural calamities that seem to be happening, and they have taken the form of almost what I call the domino effect. There's one drops and that pushes down something else and something else. It's like a marching column of soldiers, one after the other. There's a freeze, there's a frost, and there's a freeze, and there's a flood, and there are heat waves and all kinds of things, one after the other, which are happening. But those who do not have basira, those who do not see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them, they continue to try to find all kinds of reasons why these things happen. They get lost in the how, and they do not understand the why. I have explained this in detail in one of my lectures, the difference between how and why. Why does something happen is a different question from how does that thing happen. The two cannot have the same answer. The answer to why did this happen cannot be the same as the answer to how did this happen. So I'm not going in there just now, because we don't want to digress from the point that I want to make now with regard to this ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which we are very familiar with. Trials and tribulations come also for another reason, and that is what this ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah mentions, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to test us. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, there is the lam of taqeed, the lam of emphasis. Verily and truly and surely we will test you. بِشَيْءٍ, with these things, مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, fear. Fear is personal fear of personal safety, fear of economic loss, fear of disease, all kinds of fear. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, with hunger. وَنَخْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and loss in our possessions, and loss in our wealth. Wal amfusi wa thamarat, and loss in our health, ourselves, and loss in with regard to our families, children, and so on and so forth. Definitely we will test you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this test. It's not that all the tests will come on the same person. Some people may get some tests, some people may get some other tests. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from his tests. And if it is our qadr that a test must come, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his support and for his help to see us successfully through the test. Because the next part of the ayah talks about that success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions first, what must a person do when the person is in that test? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who, when they see the musibah, when they feel that loss, when they feel the pain and the suffering that comes with it, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Truly they say, we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the result of this test and the result of this approach, where he said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, on them is salamati, on them is salawat, on them is blessing from their Rabb. وَرَحْمَةٌ, and the mercy of the Rabb. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and truly these are the people who are rightly guided. So the first lesson for us to understand is that when we are faced with difficulties, when we are faced with loss, when we are faced with calamities, especially those which are not of our own making, so for, therefore the first thing we have to check is this thing of my own making? Has this thing come because I took some wrong decisions, I am involved in something which is haram, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited me from being involved in, and so on. If that is the case, we immediately make tawbah. We immediately make tawbah, we change those ways, we remove that haram from our lives, because unless you do that, that calamity is not going to go away. And then, as I mentioned here, the next one will be worse than this, and the next one will be worse than this, until a time will come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors of hidayah. So we have to be very clear. If we find that these things are happening to us, losses are happening to us, calamities are coming on us, we are losing health, we are losing wealth, we have loss in our families, then we must look at our own lives and say, what is it that I am doing wrong, and make lots and lots of tawbah and remove those things. It's not simply enough to make tawbah and say, I will not do, while continuing to know. So therefore, remove those things. Is it in your akhlaq? Is it in your ma'amilat? Is it in your dealings? Are you committing shirk knowingly or unknowingly? Because that's the number one problem creator. Are you involved in interest, which is again a number one problem creator? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way whatsoever? Small or big is with relation to the hudud. Any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is big. You might say, well, you know, I pray 5 times a day, I don't lie, I don't cheat, but I just don't wear hijab, it's okay. You know, modern world, no, it is against the Quran, it is against the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will bring with it its own problems to you, and unless you change yourself, it will continue to create the problems. So also with other things, the following of the sunnah and so on. So therefore, number one, make tawbah, correct our own lives. Second thing is, if you find that alhamdulillah, nobody is free from sin, nobody is free from disobedience, so we do try to do, we try to do our best, but we find that, okay, alhamdulillah, it looks like I am reasonably okay, I don't have any open and clear disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life. Then what do you do? Is then you look at, then you see the calamity in a different way, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this thing in order to draw me closer to Him. Now, if you look at it, the reality of our lives is that, and this is true for, subhanAllah, for all of us, the only time we really feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only time when the tears come in tahajjud, the only time when we are in sujood and we beg Allah, is when we are in trouble. And that's one very good reason to continue that habit when you're not in trouble. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to remind you that He exists. And Allah doesn't have to remind you that, you know, being close to Him is a number one priority. So we have to ask ourselves, we have to remind ourselves. Otherwise, you live a whole life of disobedience and ghafla, imagining that, you know, things are this way or that way. No. So be very clear in the mind and say that, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get close to Allah is the number one priority of life. And therefore, I'm not going to do anything which can jeopardize that. So remember, when these losses come, that this is not something which is negative, it is something, alhamdulillah, which is positive. And maybe I was away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was living the good life and I forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was not disobeying Allah, I was not doing anything haram, but I was not also making dhikr of Allah. I was also not praying doing things to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a bit of a reminder. And that reminder is this loss and whatever, because we know this is a human nature. Even the atheist will say, oh my God, when something happens, right? OMG, right? So the thing we do that is when something bad happens. So that's the reason why it's very nice, very good idea to get close to Allah and keep saying, subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Constantly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Allah. So when this happens, we get close to Allah, we start praying, the khushu comes in salah, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in salah. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, He said that, ma'al usri yusra, Allah said that with the difficulty is the ease. And this ease which comes with the difficulty is the ease that comes from being connected to Allah. There is a comfort even before the difficulty is solved. There is a comfort in being connected to the one who can solve that difficulty. That even before it is solved, we haven't actually For example, if you owe money to somebody, and then that guy is coming to break your leg if you don't give him the money, and if you go to this uncle of yours who's wealthy and you're sure that he's going to give you that money, and you've gone there to ask him for a loan, and the uncle won't break your leg. So you've gone there to ask him for a loan even before he actually gives you the money. Once you enter his house, you feel, oh, this, you know, now I'm safe. Now, because I'm just going to take the money from here and I will pay this guy off, and that's the end of the story. So just being with that person is a sense of comfort. And ta'ala Allahul Amthal, we don't give the example of Allah, but I'm just to illustrate, I'm saying this. So when we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'allah, when we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces comfort in the heart. Even before the problem is solved, the problem no longer looks so big because you are with somebody who is akbar. When you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the problem actually appears in its real sense, which is that it's a very small problem. Remember, if a speck of dust goes into your eye, your whole existence focuses on that speck of dust. And even though it's a speck of dust, it prevents you from seeing all the beauty of nature. It prevents you from experiencing whatever good is happening at that time, because you're completely engrossed in the pain that small speck of dust is causing in your eye. Yes, there is pain, but it's only a speck of dust. And that is the reality of our difficulties in this life. They're only specks of dust, because all these difficulties, all these specks of dust will disappear long before we even die. And when we die, they all disappear completely. But what remains is what is to come, which is the hereafter. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a difficulty for us in this dunya, which is a small temporary problem, because all the problems of the dunya are always temporary, He causes this small temporary problem, but because of this temporary problem, we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is permanent goodness. Then what do? You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I was going astray, You drew me to Yourself, You drew me close to You. Alhamdulillah, I praise You, I thank You, Ya Rabbal Alameen, but remove this speck of dust from my eye because it is causing me pain. We make dua, we do not make dua. We make dua, but we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first before we make the dua. And then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make the dua and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the difficulty from us. Ma'al usri yusran. With the difficulty is the ease. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all your difficulties, to save you from every difficulty, from every problem that you know about and you don't know about. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you with khair what you ask for, and to give you more than that what you didn't ask for, because He knows that is good for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and to protect you in every single way. And the best protection is the protection from sin, because the worst of calamities is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.